I could give an hour-long dissertation.
Let's call the meeting to order. Approval of the July 5th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have resolutions for August 16th. Resolution 357, adopting proposal of local law number 8 of 2016.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hold on. Just as an FYI, I will be voting yes. However, as you know, there are several questions still from members of the Democratic Caucus with regards to this. But I will vote aye to move to the floor.
Okay. Resolution number 371, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County of Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Hold on.
Let me just flip to it. Where can I find it?
Discussion. Term increasing not to exceed the agreement to support maintenance and repair of electronic.
Is that what you're here to say? Anything?
For the doors at the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center. Okay, so this is for the front doors, or is it for all the doors?
I don't know anything.
He's only here. He just became
the
new
the doors
leader.
In between the pods.
He just wanted
these are literally the doors in between the pods.
Yeah. All
just
it,
wanted to
yeah.
see what you guys.
He
doing.
Just wanted to.
You know
see
all about this.
I do.
I know.
Actually,
I'm not even. I'm, no offense. I'm not even looking in your direction because look at Jay now and ask all my questions.
Sheriff is on his way.
So Jay, anything else we need to know about this?
I just know which doors they are.
Just,
all right, well, we'll ask
and that the sheriff is
here.
On the way. I just
all right.
Him.
Per I think Legislator Fabiano, I think is you wanted to move it along there. So I'll, Mr. Chair, if you want to call for the vote.
All
aye.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm not going to have the pods suddenly open up or something crazy like that.
Because then we're going to tell them your address.
Resolution 376, creating two full-time deputy sheriff's position and amending the 2016 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
Oh, that was for... Oh,
for the SROs.
Move for discussion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Second.
So this was for the... the word?
SROs.
SROs.
Thank you. So this is normal procedure because we voted for that part and now we're voting for the actual salary or something?
Right.
Okay.
And this has all been budgeted for this year?
I can't answer that.
If I could find the page, I could see what it says on the bottom.
I was going to say, it's right
what
here. So basically, the way, and again, I think this is actually always
it gets
how it's worked. I was going to say, the district's paying us for the regular pay and whatnot. I think we end up paying, I think, for some of the bennies. Well, no, I'm saying I think it's the retirement issue, but there was also issues at least raised in the Democratic caucus in general with regards to SROs that and the undersheriff is here. So I guess they're taking, I guess if they're going to the school, right, they're going in a sheriff's cruiser or no?
Yes.
And then they're taking that cruiser off the road for that particular day? Because it's going to be just like parked at the school, right? So, all right.
So we approved the position. That's what we did last month.
Yes.
And then this is the amount.
This is the actual line items.
With the school district.
Okay.
Because we'd have to create the line items.
That's, it's normal, though. We do this. Okay.
We've done it before. Yeah. Okay. A million times.
Like the DARE program that we used to have in the elementary school.
Yeah.
Went the whole day. You
know, okay. So if there's an emergency now that SRO is going to be pulled out of the school to go respond to that call. No, they're staying at the school.
Only if he's a team member, like if he's a SWAT team member or a dive team member. But none of our SROs belong to any of those teams.
Okay.
So he's detailed there for the day. That's his job.
Okay. Good. Because that was one of the things that came up just as discussion point.
So I'll move it.
Second. I think we did that already.
That's okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Can we go back now since the undersheriff's here?
Sure.
We just had a question on Resolution 371 with the Black Creek.
Yes.
And what is it exactly for? Because nothing's blocking?
It's a one-year extension of the maintenance and support for all the, you know, they control the cameras. and stuff in the curriculum. So, okay. So it's a one-year extension of the maintenance and support contract.
Okay.
So it's not doors?
Is it doors, too?
In the doors.
See, you messed up right now because she had me sold, and it was the doors between the pods, and that somehow if those doors failed, we'd have inmates sort of like, you know, running through the jail. And this whole scenario.
You got there yourself.
No, I mean like no, but yeah, but you left it open right
doors,
there for me to go there.
Both doors
have to fail. So now I don't feel so threatened. Maybe I want to vote no on it now.
No, you already voted.
I apologize for being late. I thought I didn't know it was a question.
We have a field trip, so we had to bump it up a little.
Oh, yeah, a field trip.
We have a field trip.
Did we notice that? How far in advance did we notice that?
You're welcome to come.
Last week?
Resolution 377, establishing capital project number 481, countywide radio system emergency management.
Radios.
Move.
I'll second.
Is anybody here to answer this question?
It's coming. Peterson, that is.
I'm going to vote. I'll support it right now, but if there's issues with it, I can always change my vote on the floor. I had several questions, and maybe Ms. Peterson didn't know that you had moved it to 5:15 instead of 5:30. Kenny didn't say. I didn't know. So, but I can hang out and wait if he comes. I can ask him my questions. I got to ask him. It's no problem. I can wait. It's no big deal. The questions are minor. I just want to get some clarification on two or three points.
Yeah. I was just going to ask the inevitable questions about what frequency that they're using.
Well, this has been an issue for a while. It's a
very expensive project.
And I want to know what the whole layout is of it.
Right. Yeah. And my question, Mary Beth, was going to be a couple of. Number one, when is this going to be finally implemented? Mm. Number two, when should the fire districts, my concern is fire districts, when should they have their money in order? Because they have to pay, the county's not giving them any money. They have to get on board from their own finances.
But we've been talking about this though for a long time and telling people to go budget money for it. So
is what if it comes to the time that it's due and some fire districts can't afford to participate? What's going to happen with them? Now, Ron said maybe they're going to keep part of the old system in place so they can communicate. This is what I like to know before I vote.
Mm-hmm. Wait, good under? Points.
Is this the simulcast?
It says countywide.
Yeah, simulcast.
They have one more job to finish. I think it's the Tonsi Tower. They got to hook up something, which will be done in like 6 months. So they're talking 6 to 8 months before they can.
But I think the issue is these fire districts that can't afford the initial
what's
layout.
What's going to happen with them?
Are they going to have
the
two?
The way it's going to work for the sheriff's office, I know, and I don't know if it's going to work that way for the fire departments. Because right now there's four towers, and we got to push a button or turn the knob to go to what tower. Now we just have to push the transmit button, and it goes to all the towers at once. So we're not; it doesn't affect our radios at all. So I don't know if it would affect yours. If you could talk now, the fire departments should be able to do the same thing.
Well, I just like I said,
I think the thing that the fire department's going to have to lay out some money for is to eventually. In 4 or 5 years, when they go to this newer system, then everybody's going to get.
So you think that far away?
I think that's what that is.
But the thing that's going to take place in the 6 to 8 months, you think if they got the usage now?
If you can talk on the simulcast, if you can talk on the radio now, it's just going to hit all the towers at once instead of individual towers.
Okay.
They had a question for Steve about the. And that's what that is. If you can talk now, you should be able to talk when they finish, because they got one more tower to install the microwave.
So they'll hit every tower at the same time. So no worries about whether you can hear anybody. I don't know what tower you get on.
I don't think there's any expense to the fire departments.
Long term.
I think there's going to be costs.
4 or 5 years down the road.
$10 million
left
that time
after
the presentation.
And that's where it will be, of course.
That was them talking.
That
I don't know, but
we're going to put in their own towers.
Number two guy being there, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. I understand. No.
Everybody's going to have to get new radios.
From
McFitch,
Florida.
That's the thing.
I don't know.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Well,
right for now, yeah.
Right now, yeah, I'll go for it, yes.
Yes.
I'm a yes.
Now, the sheriff wasn't here, though. Now, so are we going to have those doors fail with the inmates running through the jail, or is that going to...
Are we going to have them fail?
Yes, if you don't.
If they fail, I hope the inmates are on the inside.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they're locked in there.
Don't we usually start at 5:30?
This month we moved it to 5:15.
Right, well, I apologize. I didn't catch that then.
Sorry, he barely caught it. What are you talking about?
It's Jim Maloney's fault. He wants us to go on a field trip.
Well, it's because, you know, Jim is... Ron Lapp's fault. He runs one meeting and changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing the paper.
It'll be back to normal next month, I promise.
We're achievements.
TJ would have gotten this being done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'd be out of here by now.
There he is.
Steve, come here. Come in now.
No side note.
Come in.
If you want.
Yeah, you better answer the question again. We might answer them wrong.
Did they start?
I'm trying to stick up for you.
Oh,
I did.
The new time.
5:15. All right. So Steve, we all voted no because you weren't here.
Oh,
no.
Great.
We moved it along, but why don't we get some of those questions out of the way? I don't know if Dean, you want to.
Well,
go
I'm satisfied with Mike's answers. My only concern is representing, you know, some of the parties that stay in town. Sorry. But now he told me within the next 6 to 8 months, the changes that are going to be made, you're going to have the four towers.
We're talking about the simulcast,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. And I was worried about an expense to the fire district.
No.
But that's not until down the road yet when they do the complete.
Right. We decide on a system, interoperable system for the entire county.
Okay.
That's when, you know, we'll get to that point.
All right.
This is only it's a microwave hop between Overlook and Tonchi,
okay,
which is going to increase our capacity for dispatch.
Okay.
And then the common 911 frequency going on a simulcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with the fire departments other than the dispatch. Which is what we've already been.
And that all stays the same for them.
All stays the same for them.
Okay.
In fact, I talked to
Chris
Chief Mullen.
Oh, Chief Mullen.
Yeah.
You did
yep.
talk to. Oh,
yep.
Good. Thank yep. you. That's good.
Sure.
Okay, that's all I had. Thanks. I don't want to hold you up. I'm good with that.
Okay.
We are voted for it, so okay.
Thank you.
Sorry to make one question.
I just wanted to sweat it out a little bit.
Right. Well, if we could go to the big price tag of the.
When we actually to a real system, yes, this is just one piece. That's only
this
one
is
wrong
right.
piece
this
of
is
it.
Just
right, but so the bond right now is just going to be for the 420.
Correct.
Right.
And then
right.
when are we doing? Is this going to be in phases?
This would be in phases, yes. But I've got 8 frequencies out there that I need to have letters of concurrence. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's right. If a neighboring county has or a neighboring agency has the same frequencies that I'm looking at, and there's going to be interference, I need a letter from them saying, it's okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You could use those frequencies, and if there's any interference, then we have to correct that.
Tape recorder.
Oh, it's on.
It's
oh.
okay. Okay. Are we going to get something with, like, what the phases are? Like, what years? Oh, I see the years are there, 2016, 2021.
Well,
right.
But that's still...
Yeah, that was in the capital plan.
Okay. I think you got one more resolution.
Yes.
Right?
Resolution 379, establishing capital project number 482, Fire Training Center, Department of Public Works to provide design and engineering work and seek lead agency status under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Move for discussion.
Second.
Do we have a place? Is it a name of place?
We have a preferred location now.
Sounds like
centrally
okay.
located within the county.
Sometimes I have to ask him questions. I love this.
We have a preferred
okay.
location. Yeah, we've
and the preferred location is
centrally located
it's
within the county.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
There's
community
county
college?
Owned property. There's county owned property that's centrally located.
That's
looking
a big secret.
At.
And the $152,000 is just for the engineering part of it.
For the reviews, right.
And is there a process or a plan in place of where we're going to go after this? How many years? I mean, obviously it's not going to get overnight. And is it in the budget and all this lovely stuff?
For the funding for the plan?
Yeah.
Well, the funding's actually already in the capital budget. I think it's like $2 million, isn't it?
Yeah,
something like that.
$1.9 million.
Okay.
Yeah, $2 million.
It's never
right.
enough.
No, but it's not a piece of county-owned property, right?
That's preferred, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's centrally located in the middle of the county.
Yes.
Like Stone Ridge.
Yes.
That's the effing secret.
No, I mean it's not a secret. It's the college property. And it's not on the campus itself, but it's the parcel that's before the college coming from Lucas.
Although, how interesting would it be to actually set like fire to like this building or whatever it is, or have this whole fire training thing right there on campus? Just saying. No.
Is there a county facility for that in place now somewhere?
Or there is no.
There's not. No, there is not.
No.
There's several.
You never had a county. No. Not a county owned facility.
No,
you should have one.
Well, Ulster has one, but they can't use it anymore.
Well,
Walker
Valley, and what's the other one?
Woodstock.
Woodstock, thank you. I was going to say.
The Ulster Fire Training Center, Woodstock.
And that's sort of been this whole sort of, and sorry, I don't mean to Steve your camp on toes,
fine,
but, but having served, on the Fire Advisory Board, I mean, this has been part of that whole problem for years. Woodstock, and you Walker Valley, right? And there is sort of no matter where you put this damn thing, no one's going to be happy. So, no matter what we do.
That's why the committee tried to keep it central, right? And, the college being the central part of the county, so that the departments that are on the edges,
and we are on the
their travel time is not as,
big deal.
Not as bad.
Okay. Did we vote on this, Freddie, sir?
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded, right?
I'll favor. Move this.
Aye.
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 Fine. Good. I'm in favor.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sheriff's report.
Jason, hand it out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Any questions? Concerns?
Again, it's
self-explanatory. Yeah.
We're running behind in the board in revenue.
Wow.
A little bit behind in the phone revenue. We're working with George Crum over to Dutchess County. I think he's going to help us out as much as he can as we get closer to the year. He knows what we budgeted. He's going to give us a hand.
Okay.
We had a meeting with the U.S. Marshals last week, and we're trying to set up a meeting with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We have plenty of bed space.
Yeah.
Just a matter of getting them to send us some people. So I'm still fairly confident by the end of the year that we'll make what we budgeted or get awful close to it.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Sheriff, this is, we've known for several months that, where this thing was going. Do we really anticipate making up $124,000?
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about that, yes.
Okay. Well, nice. Take it from somewhere else.
Well, it's not that. When we talked earlier in January, I was like, one of the things that, if it's at all possible, where you can sort of just like trend year to year, even though I realize your populations don't exactly always work that way, you have different, but there are always general ebbs and flows that you can sort of inference from whether or not you've basically maybe got more people in the winter months than you do, in the summer months, or vice versa.
Right.
I've only served in this committee, couple months now.
Right.
I just don't know if for some reason, if we could trend out over the past 5 years as to, are you always sort of like more full in January and less full in July, right?
Because it doesn't always run like that. Usually in the summertime we get busier.
You get more, right?
With our own headcount, but you also have to separate our headcount, Ulster County headcount, separate from the board heads.
Sure. No, I understand.
You've had, I sent these charts since January 2007. So they're easy to go back and research.
Mm-hmm. Month by month, they're broken out.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you get a year-end report.
That,
you see that one there.
No, gotcha.
Month by month, and you can see what the average daily headcount for the county is compared to the average daily headcount, including the board.
Because it actually seems actually pretty consistent, like, February, March, April, you're in that 14, 15,000, short. I don't know how many people does that represent. Hold on. The ADBI is what? I apologize.
Average daily.
Board in. Those are the board ins.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the right is the total population.
Yep.
To the left is the Ulster County population.
Yeah. So you're at half as many as you were in January. That's how it works.
Nothing I can do about that. That's all.
No, I got you.
Other agencies.
I got you. I'll let it go. I apologize. Thank you.
No problem.
We have Deputy Tagliaferro here.
I just wanted to stop.
Welcome
and
to the board.
Myself as a new PVA president, and see what you guys do.
We argue.
Very good.
We argue a lot.
That's cool.
Especially
I'll say
him.
Once a month. It's not always as organized as it was tonight.
When do we argue?
Never.
Never.
Old business? Can you bring up?
I'm good.
New business?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.